The most recent European Council meeting was, once again, completely dominated by discussions of the conflict in Ukraine. This is an important issue, no doubt, but I note that there was no mention of the increased violence in Palestine, where many Palestinians, including children, are suffering from Israel's apartheid, or indeed of Yemen, where the war was getting more and more violent, and it seems that China now is building peace there, and the EU is sitting on its hands. Instead, the Council agreed to deliver ground-to-ground artillery and munition and missiles to Ukraine. And what's more is that some of the funding for this has been provided through the European Peace Facility. In what way does providing 1 million rounds of artillery ammunition within the next 12 months encourage or facilitate peace? The Irish government supported this move while at the same time being very vocal about how important peace is in Northern Ireland. It is completely hypocritical for Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to call for peace and prosperity for the people of Northern Ireland and to then attend this council meeting only 3 days later and support the provision of artillery instead of advocating for peace and talks of a ceasefire. I am concerned with the government's decision to review Ireland's policy on neutrality and defence, and I'm also concerned with the way in which this will be done. Ireland has a long-standing and proud tradition of neutrality, and the consideration of such an important policy stance should be given to a citizens' assembly, not just a public forum. And I am sceptical of the government's reason for setting up this forum. I am aware that the Taoiseach has said that the intention is not to encourage a change in Ireland's neutrality policy. However, it was only last year that the Taoiseach said that there should be a discussion on Ireland's neutrality following the war in Ukraine. There is no public interest whatsoever for a debate on our neutrality. The public are overwhelmingly in favour of neutrality, as we have seen from the recent Irish Times Ipsos poll. This forum should instead focus on how to strengthen our stance for peace, especially in light of the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. The government has to be honest with the fact that they have actually done very little to contribute to peace in the north, and this peace has been the work of the people on the ground in the north and not of those who signed the agreement 25 years ago and then left them to it. This forum is an opportunity to consider the stronger role we can play in encouraging and sustaining peace on our own island as well as in other countries across the world, and that's what we should be focusing on rather than on getting rid of neutrality.